Mr. Chair, in addition to the statement by the European Union, the Netherlands would like to make the following remarks in its national capacity, focusing on the financial situation of the Convention, MOTAPAM and laws. Firstly, on the financial situation of the Convention. Over the past few years, we saw multiple Geneva-based conventions, including this one, facing financial difficulties. This meant the cancellation of important meetings in a time when international cooperation on the many challenges we face is crucial. It also meant the termination of the contract of ISU staff members, while the ISU plays an important role in the implementation of the Convention. We regret this. The most pertinent reason for these financial difficulties are the outstanding arrears and late payments of contributions. Therefore, the contribution process and practices need to be improved. We welcome the financial measures adopted at last year's meeting and call for their full and swift implementation. We also fully support the Presidency's efforts in proposing additional measures to improve the Convention's finances in a more sustainable way. The status quo is not an option. As much as these measures may help to stabilize the Convention's finances, ultimately the most important matter is that states pay their contributions in time, well in advance of the meetings. Second, on MOTAPAM, the Netherlands is in favour of continuing our discussions on this issue. We are all aware of the humanitarian impact and the consequences on development that are the results of indiscriminate and disproportionate use of these weapons. We also stress, however, the need for a balance between humanitarian concerns and military considerations. MOTAPAM can be used legitimately if used in accordance with the international humanitarian law and if appropriate safeguards for protection of civilians are in place. And finally, on laws, we welcome the progress made in the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, in particular through the adoption of the guiding principles. The report of the GGE provides a good basis for further structured discussions on this multifaceted and complex topic. Increased autonomy in weapon systems could lead to humanitarian benefits, but there are also risks. To continue to make progress, we need to increase our shared understanding through further discussions under the CCW. The Netherlands therefore support the continuation of the work of the GGE under the current mandate in 2019 for 10 days. Mr. Chair, let me conclude by reminding that in the spirit of the CCW, we aim to prevent excessive injuries and indiscriminate effects. We seek to lower the number of civilian casualties, and a task that remains crucial in a time where densely populated areas have increasingly become areas of conflict. These are our common calls, and we look forward to contributing our part in these efforts. I thank you.